fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. I'm Silver!
Hey! Jose Mendoza, born in Mexico but now an American citizen, watched his trail riders herd the cattle from his lush North Texas ranch on the first stage of a drive to Dodge City. The cattle buyer who had purchased the herd paid Mendoza $9,000 in cash. Mendoza said,
"It is considerate of you to pay me like this in advance and in cash."
"You wanted it that way, Joe. But the cash..."
"Oh, don't worry that I shall lose it. Tomorrow I pay it to my neighbor, Judd Emery, as he paid me cash when I needed the money. Tomorrow he will return my notes, and this ranch will be mine in every way." "That is good."
But that evening, rancher and moneylender Judd Emery said to his ranch foreman, Hank Parnum,
"Hank, Mendoza received his money today, I'm sure of it. You and Jack Russell go to his ranch tonight and get it, as we'd planned."
"What about his daughter, Marie? She'll be at the ranch house."
"What you do with Marie is entirely up to you, Hank. Take care of her any way you please."
"Oh, Maria, someone is at the door. See who it is."
"Oh, yes, Father. Wait until I finish drying this plate. There. Father, are you expecting someone?"
"Oh, perhaps it is Senor Emery. Whoever it is most impatient."
"See, I am coming. Wait until I unlock the door." "Yes, what can I..."
"Inside you!"
"Oh!"
Two men with their faces right, covered and dressed alike in denims and black sombreros push their way into the house, guns drawn.
"Get the passer!"
"Shut up! Huh? Sit back in your chair. Go on."
"Oh, you big! You keep your hands off my father!"
"All right, come back here, you!"
"Let go of me! Help! Help!
Stop yelling!
You filthy snake! For that I'm going..."
"Shut up!"
"Oh,
that takes care of him. I'll tie and gag him while he's still out.
Well, hurry up and give me a hand with this wildcat. I'll need help to quiet her.
There, that holds it. Go ahead and struggle, girlie. It's not going to do you any good. Come on, pal, let's search for Joey's money. Here's the pouch. Now, let's see. Yes, sir, there's the money. Look at all those bills. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the money.
The next morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, on their way from the Mexican border to Indian Territory, stopped at the ranch of Jose Mendoza, whom they had known since his coming to Texas.
It looks as if no one's home or on the ranch.
We'll see.
That's too bad, Tonto. I hoped it. Where are you going, Tonto?
Me take look in window, Kimasabi. Me see it. Oh, Kimasabi, open door, quick.
What's the matter, Tonto?
Me see people on floor. One, a girl, and them tied up.
What? Maria.
Kimasabi. And here.
Poor Maria. We'll get you and your father loose. I'll remove that gag first. There.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto released the girl and her father. Jose and Maria Mendoza told their old friend what had happened. Mendoza was disconsolate.
Now I shall not be able to repay Senor Emery, as I promised.
But, Father, he will not expect payment today or even soon. Certainly he will not claim your property as forfeit when he learns of your tragic loss.
We'll go to see him and tell him what happened. But first we'd better notify the sheriff. Oh, Tonto.
Kimasabi.
Please ride to town, tell the sheriff what happened, and ask him to come here with some deputies.
Kimasabi.
Meanwhile, I'll remain here, bandage Joe's head, and see if the crooks left any clues behind them.
Me go now. Come back, pronto.
Good.
Tonto returned within an hour, accompanied by Sheriff Tom Lawrence and two deputies. Tonto introduced the Lone Ranger, who repeated the story told by Joe and Maria Mendoza. The masked man added,
"While Tonto was in town, I followed the trail as far as the stone basin. The ground there is all rock-covered, and it was impossible to continue tracking them."
Yeah, they probably planned their getaway route as perfectly as they planned the robbery.
Sheriff, if it's at all possible, we must get those crooks and recover Joe's money. But it may be best if Joe goes now to see Judd Emery.
Eh? Why?
Emery holds Joe's note, and it's due today. If Joe doesn't pay off, Emery has the right to claim the ranch and this house.
But he will never do that when he hears what has happened to us.
You hope he doesn't, Miss Mendoza. Judd Emery's a strange sort of duck. Folks say he has a cash register where his heart ought to be.
As the entire party rode from the Mendoza Ranch to the gate of Judd Emery's property, the Lone Ranger said,
"Sheriff, because of my mask, it may be better if I wait for you out here among the trees."
"Whatever you say, mister. Come along, folks. Right.
Underlay.
Judd Emery, standing near the corral with his foreman, Hank Parnum, frowned as he saw the riders approaching.
Hank, what kind of a bungled job did you and Jack pull? Here come the Mendozas, and that's the sheriff with them.
Boss, I swear, we tied them so
tight. Never mind anymore. Just keep your fool mouth shut and let me handle this situation, whatever it's going to be.
All right.
Hello, Emery.
Hello, Sheriff. Hi, Joe. Bumped your head, did you?
See, senor, I get the bad fall.
Well, now, don't tell me you had to get the sheriff and these deputies of his to escort you and your money over here.
Senor Emery, it grieved me very much to tell you don't have the money to pay off my note.
What?
Mr. Emery, last night two robbers break into our house.
They stole the money I had collected to pay you.
We're going out and look for them now, Emery. But first, we thought we'd drop by here and, just for the record, ask you to extend Joe's note.
Eh? For how long?
Oh, this I would not know, Senor Emery. If the sheriff catch the crooks, maybe I have the money for you then.
Otherwise... Well, hold on, Joe. Let's not get involved in any tear-producing stories or with promises you can't keep. Do you have the money to pay my note, which is due today?
No, but...
There are no buts, Joe, I'm sorry. You either pay or you don't pay. And if you don't, well, I'm sure that the agreement we have is legal.
You mean you will claim my property?
When the courthouse opens tomorrow. Joe, I'm concerned only with your agreement, not with your personal tragedies. I'm sorry.
Poor kid. Emery, do you want to know what I think?
No, Sheriff. I'm not concerned with your thoughts either.
Well, Mr. Emery, I would like to ask a question.
Ed? What? What is the question?
You robbed my father, didn't you?
Maria, you little...
Hold it, boss. Don't let her get you upset. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
I know your voice. Sheriff, this man was one of the robbers.
What? Me?
But yes. Wait. Sheriff, the robber was dressed differently, and his voice was not just the same, but I think...
Lady, you're crazy.
Hank, keep out of this.
No, if my daughter says she thinks something, it's true, believe me.
Miss Mendoza, are you sure of what you said?
Well, not positive, but I am almost positive, though.
Not positive? Almost positive? What kind of nonsense is this, Sheriff? Hank Parnum is my foreman, and I trust him. For your information, miss, Hank and three other men were in my ranch house from supper time last night until almost daylight this morning.
All that time, eh? Doing what?
Laying cards, that's what?
Come inside and I'll prove it to you.
And the others will prove I was there.
That's court evidence, Sheriff. Guesses by a hysterical girl mean nothing.
But I am not hysterical. It is just that when I hear this man talk, I know that...
Maria Mendoza, trying to be scrupulously fair, refused to be positive in her identification of Hank Parnum. A short time later, she and the rest of the group left Emery's ranch and rode back to where the Lone Ranger waited, hidden from sight of the ranch. They told the masked man of the meeting with Emery and Hank Parnum. Tonto voiced the group's opinion when he said,
"Maybe girl, not sure. Just the same, me think what her say true."
The trouble is that so far we've nothing to prove they're really mixed up in the robbery.
You and your deputies have only started, Sheriff.
Yes.
Will you allow me to try and prove whether or not Emery and Parnum are involved in the robbery?
Well, yeah, sure. Because if Emery ever gets possession of the ranch legally, Joe will never get it back.
Yes, from what you tell me, I'm convinced that Emery will go to any extreme to get possession of the property.
It's on its way to being the best in the territory. You can be sure he wants it.
That's right. What is your plan, mister?
First, tell me, Sheriff, what time does the daily stagecoach from the border pass through town?
It stops there at 8 in the evening.
We pass some of the stagecoach relay stations on our way here. The one before the stop in town is 2 hours south of here.
That's right, Kimasabi.
So that fits in perfectly. Now, Joe, do you have any male relations in Mexico?
Si, senor. A brother, Manuel, I have. He's in Mexico City.
Has he ever been here?
No.
Maria, how would you like to do some play acting to help catch the robbers, perhaps?
To do that, I would make myself the greatest actress in all the world. What part do I play?
Yourself. The acting will come in hiding your grief when you go to Judd Emery's ranch again.
Senor, why must I return there?
To bait Emery with a story. If he's guilty, I have an idea he'll respond to your lure like a fish.
This sounds interesting.
What story do I tell, senor?
It'll be about your father's brother, your uncle Manuel. You'll not have to tell any lies, Maria.
Oh, senor, that I would not like to do, even if it helped catch the robbers of my father.
However, when you talk to Emery, be careful how you phrase your words. If he's dishonest, he'll hear more in your words than you actually say.
But what do I say, senor?
Go back to his ranch. Tell your story in this manner.
The The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue. After the Lone Ranger outlined exactly what Maria was to say, the girl returned to Judd Emery's ranch.
Whoa there, whoa, steady.
Maria, you again.
Ah, Senor Emery. You are surprised to see me back, aren't you?
Yes. What is it you want?
Nothing much, Senor. Only that I want you to forget what I have said a little while ago. About this man Hank.
Oh, you want to forget about that, do you?
But see, because now I shall not be all upset about what has happened last night.
Not upset? Why not?
Because a stagecoach arrives tonight from the border.
What has that got to do with making you not upset? A stagecoach arrives every night.
But not one like this, Senor Emery. You have heard my father speak perhaps of my uncle Manuel. My father's brother who lives in Mexico City.
I know.
You did not know that my father has a rich brother?
No.
But we did not know that either. That is why when the stagecoach arrives tonight, we shall not have to worry.
Not have to worry about what?
About losing the house, losing the rancho. The man who is on the stagecoach will see that these things do not happen.
You mean this Uncle Manuel is coming from Mexico tonight with enough money to pay off your father's notes?
Did I say that, Senor?
I know, but...
I am afraid I have said too much already. What I came to say, I said at the start. Do not think about what I have said before. Senor Hank, forget about it. Now, adios, I go back to my home.
Hey, wait! Hold on a minute, Miss Mendoza.
I'll see you later, Senor. After the stagecoach arrives... Adios!
Well, I'll be...
Boss, what do you know about that, huh? Joe Mendoza has a brother who shows up at the last minute with enough money to snatch the ranch right out of your hands.
I can't believe it.
Well, at least she doesn't suspect me anymore. And you end up with $9,000 cash.
And I'll also end up with Mendoza's ranch as I intended.
How?
Because you and Jack are going to see that this Manuel Mendoza... doesn't arrive in time.
You mean you want us to hold up the stagecoach?
No, that's not necessary. Late this afternoon, ride to the relay station at the Quinta Crossroads. The stagecoach stops there for 10 minutes while the horses are watered.
A short time after Maria Mendoza's return to her father's ranch, the Lone Ranger and Tonto prepared to ride away.
Sheriff, it's too bad the relay station's outside your county. We'd like to have you with us in case anything happened there.
Well, I'll have to round up special deputies and have them comb the countryside for some definite clues to the robbers. I'm needed here.
Regardless of what happens here or at the relay station, we'll see you all later. Let's go, Tonto.
Monsilvis!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode for 2 hours along the back trails until they reached a thickly wooded spot behind the stagecoach relay station.
Tonto, it'll be dark before 6 o'clock. I'll head down to the station a minute or so before the stagecoach arrives. I'll arrange to get aboard somehow.
Sheriff say not many people ride this far north.
We'll see if he's right when the time comes. I'm only hoping this gamble will pay off.
You change to disguise now, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto. Please get my saddlebag, will you, while I remove it from the
Kemosabe, almost time for... Oh, here, stagecoach now.
Yes, right on time. Tonto, you look after Silver.
If you get on coach, me take Silver, follow back to town.
I see the coach coming now. I better hurry down to the side of the station and be there when it arrives.
It's dark, and nobody at sight of building.
Well, here goes.
As the stagecoach came to a stop before the station, attendants hurried to water and brush the horses. The few passengers on the coach emerged and headed for the cantina, which was part of the relay station. The Lone Ranger, now a distinguished-looking Mexican, came unobtrusively from the shadows at the side of the building and joined the passengers as they went inside. The disguised Mexican was about to approach the driver of the coach and arrange for passage when the outside door opened and a man wearing denims and a black sombrero entered. The Lone Ranger, though he did not know Jack Russell, felt the man's gaze on him. Russell came directly to him.
Well, hi, amigo. You're Manuel Mendoza, aren't you?
Yeah, I did not say that.
You have a brother, Joe Mendoza, haven't you?
Joe Mendoza, the rancher? You know him, eh?
Know him? Well, I work for him. He sent me here to meet you.
Oh, but why?
Well, his ranch is halfway between here and town, and it's easy to get there from here. Oh, I see you're carrying the satchel. Here, let me take
it. No. Nobody touched that bag but me, senor.
All right. Don't get upset. I have a horse for you outside, senor. Come, we'll ride horseback the rest of the way.
Oh, these I'm going to enjoy. Let's go, senor.
I left the horses down the road a bit. There's too much hurly-burly around the station.
Bueno, that is a good idea. Quite a distance from the station now, huh?
The horses are right in here in this grove. Follow me. Over here by this lighted lantern.
Si, senor. It is bright here. Now I see the horses.
Yes, and now you see this gun. Drop that bag.
Senor, what is this?
You heard what he said.
Another one.
Yeah, another one, Mendoza.
Oh, but you make a mistake. My name is not Mendoza.
Don't let him kid you, Hank. He was the only Mexican on the stagecoach.
Why do you do this to me? I must go to town.
Forget it, Manuel. When you get to town, it'll be in a coffin.
You mean you're going to kill me?
Yeah. And we'll take that bag of yours, too. Wonder if there's cash in that, like the one we took from your brother last night.
No, there is only paper in that bag. Cut paper.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about long enough now. All right, Tonto.
Tonto, what are you...
You raise hands.
Hank, behind us. It's an engine.
Now, reach. Hank, give me that gun.
No, my arm. Hank, get out of the way. I'm going to shoot. Oh, my wrist.
Me tell you, raise hands. Now, we take gun.
All right, Hank.
No.
Nice timing, Tonto. I knew you were near us from the moment we left the station.
Who are you?
Maybe we'll tell you later. After we bandage your wrist and take you and your partner back to Sheriff Lawrence. And after we visit your boss, Judd Emery.
You're going after Judd?
He has Mendoza's money, hasn't he?
Well, yes, but... Oh, smart, aren't you? Making me answer that way.
Hello, tie up, Hank. I'll bandage this crook's wrist, and then we'll go.
It was nearing 10 o'clock that evening when Judd Emery opened his ranch house door in response to knocking.
Inside, you.
A masked man with a gun stepped inside and pushed him back into the room.
What is this?
I've come to get the money, Emery. The money Hank and Jack Russell took from Mendoza last night.
What? What are you talking about?
The money you have here. Jack told me it's here. He told me before he was arrested by Sheriff Lawrence.
You say Jack was arrested?
Yeah, so was Hank Parnum. They're being held now. The sheriff knows the money's here.
You mean...
I mean he's coming here to recover the money and accuse you of robbing Joe Mendoza.
Oh, but he can't do that. I didn't commit any robbery.
Did it ever occur to you they may know the serial numbers on the stolen bills?
No, I didn't think of that.
Well, you'd better. They prove the stolen money's here, you're finished.
Rashman, you take the money. Take it and get out of here. I didn't want it anyway. All I wanted was Mendoza's ranch.
You want to give me the money so it'll be gone when the sheriff comes? Is that it?
Yes, yes. And I'll think of something to involve Hank and Jack without involving myself.
Where is the money?
In the closet in the next room. I'll get it for
you. Don't bother. Sheriff, you take over from here.
Sheriff!
All right,
Mendoza. Oh, no. Sheriff, Mendoza.
Thanks, Maskman. Yeah, the door was open, Emery. You told us all we need to know.
I don't want the money back. All I want is the note you hold belonging to me.
Yes, I'll give it to you.
You'd better, Emery. But it's not going to keep you from going to jail with your pals. The masked man caught them dead to rights also.
Father, Sheriff, the masked man, he is gone.
Yes, he has gone.
He told me on our way here after we jailed Hank Parnum and Jack Russell that he'd leave once we found the money. Well, I'll put the cuffs on you, Emery. Then go into the next room to recover the loot.
I have the masked man to thank for all this.
He is so wonderful, that man.
See, I wish in truth he were my brother.
Oh, no, Father. I would not want him as an uncle. If he were to be related to me, I would like him as a... Oh, but why dream?
You're right, Maria. No girl, not even you, will ever put her brand on the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.